No trouble recognizing Taki. He's the sole customer, rising and bowing, tomato-faced with reflexive embarrassment, to greet her. "You must be Taki. I'm Case Pollard, Keiko's friend from California." He blinks earnestly through dandruff-dusted lenses and bobs there, uncertain whether he should resume his seat. She pulls out the chair opposite him, removes her bag and the Rixons, hangs them across the back, and seats herself. Taki sits down. He has an open bottle of beer in front of him. He blinks, saying nothing. She'd gone back and looked at Parkaboy's initial explanation of Taki again, after she'd sketched the map on a napkin. Taki, as he prefers we call him, claims to orbit a certain otaku coven in Tokyo, a group that knows itself as mystic, though its members never refer to it that way in public, nor indeed refer to it at all. It is these mystic wonks, according to Taki, who have cracked the watermark on number 78. This segment, according to Taki, is marked with a number of some kind, which he claims to have seen and know. What she's confronted with here, she decides, is an extreme example of Japanese geek culture. Taki is probably the kind of guy who knows everything there is to know about one particular Soviet military vehicle, or whose apartment is lined with unopened plastic models. He seems to be breathing through his mouth. Catching the eye of the barman, she points to a poster advertising Asahi Light and nods. "Keiko's told me a lot about you," she says, trying to get into character. This only seems to make him more uncomfortable. "But I don't think she's told me what it is that you do." Taki says nothing. Parkaboy's faith that Taki has enough English to handle the transaction may be unfounded. And here she is, halfway around the world, trying to swap a piece of custom-made pornography for a number that might mean nothing at all. He sits there, mouth-breathing, and Case is wishing she were anywhere else, anywhere at all. He's in his mid-20s, she guesses, and slightly overweight. He has a short, nondescript haircut that manages to stick up at several odd angles. Cheap-looking black-framed glasses. His blue button-down shirt and colorless checked sport coat look as though they've been laundered but never ironed. He isn't, as Parkaboy has indicated, the best-looking guy she's recently had a drink with, though that, come to think of it, would be Big End, she winces.
"I do?" responding perhaps to the wince.
"Your job?" The barman places her beer on the table.
"Game," Taki manages. "I design game for mobile phone."
She smiles, she hopes encouragingly, and sips her Asahi Light. She's feeling more guilty by the minute. Taki, she hasn't gotten his last name and probably never will, has big dark semicircles of anxiety sweat under the arms of his button-down shirt. His lips are wet and probably tend to spray slightly when he speaks. If he were any more agonized to be here, he'd probably just curl up and die.